Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and today we are continuing on in a message we've been sharing last week as well as this week on some important lessons that can be learned from the book of Nehemiah, principles that are pertinent for spiritual warfare, and also the attitude and heart condition where we can see God's purposes brought together, fulfilled. And we are to pray, Jesus told us, in what is called the Lord's Prayer, although it's really our prayer, "Our Father which art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And Jesus is the head of the body. And the reason I believe God gave us this illustration, Paul expressed in so many beautiful ways, that we're all members one of another, just as the human body, every cell, every system, every organ has its particular function and purpose. And when all are in health and all are not injured, functioning in a state of perfect harmony as it should, then there's health for the body. And a person who is healthy can be active and do the things that are required of him and that he desires to do. And so it is in terms of Christ's spiritual body. There's a truth. And the more we can grasp these deep spiritual mysteries that Paul talked about, he was entrusted with the mysteries of God. Those are his actual words, that we will begin to comprehend and appreciate the ways and the workings of our God, that every single person in the body of Christ has a purpose, has a function. And when we can work together, and you see, that's where we're at right now. We're seeing in the book of Nehemiah the unity of that body at that point in time, that spirit of one accord. And it is extremely important for the day and the hour in which we are now living. Beloved, the time is very short. We look at recent happenings and we don't know how much longer we have. And so it is imperative that each of us, as long as we have breath in our body, as long as we are alive, in whatever capacity, in whatever season that we may be in our personal lives, and it varies. You know, there's times when we're young and active, times are mature years where you are raising a family, years of retirement. In other words, different age periods in our lives, they all have a purpose and function. And we can't be frustrated that they're not all the same, because God is a God of order. He's a God of time. He uses time to fulfill His purposes. And so not only was the vision and the obedience and the tenacity of the leader important, Nehemiah in this case, but the victory could never have been accomplished if the people hadn't pulled together. It's not only the vision and determination of the leader. In order for God's will to go forth, for the gospel to be preached in all the earth, then shall the end come. Isn't that what Jesus said? The people, the individual members of the body of Christ, they have to be willing to work, just as we saw in the book of Nehemiah. They became personally involved and began work right where they were. Each began to work on the part of the wall nearest to his own house, and they became deeply committed and involved personally. In the third chapter, we see that the walls were built by the cooperation of everyone. Each man had his place. In fact, it's amazing, as you go to that third chapter, the first verse, it says, then Eliashib, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priests, and they built it the sheep gate. They sanctified it and set up the doors of it, even unto the tower of Mia, and they sanctified it unto the tower of Hananiel. And so even the high priest, the priests were involved. And that entire third chapter talks about the individuals who were there and the different gates, the valley gate, the dung gate, the various parts of the wall that each one had their position in, and they did their work, and as they did their work, the entire work was completed. God is a God of order, beloved, and He has that intention for His people working together for the body of Christ. He prayed that great high priestly prayer in John the 17th chapter, that we could be one, even as He and His Father were one. Each worked in harmony, beloved, with his neighbor to the right and to the left. Otherwise, there would have been a breach in the wall for the enemy to enter. And so we see chapter 6 ending with the work of the wall completed and the enemies of the work confounded by persistent endeavor. Let's look at chapter 6, that's verses 1 through 14. He said in verse 1, this is Nehemiah, the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall and there was no breach left in them, though at the time I had not set up the doors upon the gate. And then Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the plains in the village of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And of course, we know he said, I can't come down, I'm doing great work. And then, as we see toward the end of that chapter, it says in verse 14, my God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to their works and on the prophecies and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. It says in verse 15, so the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul, and in 52 days. Listen to this, verse 16, it came to pass that when all of our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. And so it was obvious to the heathen and to those around them for the condition of Jerusalem and the walls to be in the condition it was in, and in less than 2 months that there could be total repair is amazing. It was a miracle, especially considering all the opposition, which I've taken these days to share with you. So we see the importance of each person in the body of Christ working in harmony with his neighbor to the right or to the left, if you will, in our churches, in our places of fellowship. We see the enemy was confounded by their persistent, faithful endeavor and the people having a mind to work. In that 16th chapter, it makes very plain to the reader that the speed of the building was a cause for wonder. It was a sign to the whole region, to the world, if you please, that God was with this people. The work was completed by His divine assistance. And there is one thing to be encouraged by, those of you who are going through battles of various kinds, whether it's self-doubt, whether it's actual direct attack from those around you, whether it's family, friends, whatever, there is a time limit to all battles. There is a chorus we used to sing, when the battle's over, we will wear a crown. Beloved, no matter, sometimes it seems like the seasons of testing will never end. I know I felt that at times in my own life. There was just seemed like interminable times of one battle after another. And yet, joy comes in the morning, beloved. Weeping may endure for a season, but joy will come in the morning. Praise God. And so as we look to the Lord, I want you to be encouraged in your personal battles. I think I'll stop here, and on tomorrow's broadcast, we'll just kind of do a summary of the things that we have learned. But I'd like to, I do this so infrequently, but as I always take a moment to invite listeners to write and share their prayer requests. I don't share testimonies very frequently, but I'd like to just share a couple with you today. And all glory goes to Jesus, because the Lord knows what his people need to hear. And this is from a brother writing from Fresno, California. And he writes, "Dear Sister Glass, the Lord always gives you what I need. I am learning more and more about Jesus and living life in Christ. I'm beginning to have more understanding. Thank you for the much needed clarity that I am receiving now. I seem to have a long way to go, we all do, but I'm trusting God with bringing me through. Thank you for your labor of love. I could not have made it without your help. Thank you for your personal attention to my letters. I still review some of your letters from time to time to better understand the scriptures and the prophecies and keep them in my heart." You know, Paul told Timothy to do that, to war a good warfare by the prophecies that had gone on over him. And he says, "They are very important to my life. May God bless you and be with you always." And then a brother writing from Columbus, Ohio, and he says, and again, this is the Lord, it is all glory goes to him, "No one has helped me spiritually and with my personal needs more than you. Because of your loving heart, of God's love for me, I'm fully aware of my need to be accountable to others, not just for moral reasons, but for credibility of the message and integrity of the word. I'm going to lead by example as I share the word of God's love for his children. God knows and is my witness of your being my rudder, parens, and sometimes my anchor when I was tempted to proceed without due reflection. In the sea of spiritual conflicts, I'm indebted to you, and so is the body of Christ. Thank you for helping to crystallize my thinking on sanctification. You've offered important suggestions in your ministry to help me refine the message of freedom in Christ. Praise God." A brother writing from Columbus, Ohio. Well, beloved, I invite you to write, share those needs. I will personally pray for you, answer your letter, send back, or email if you want to include your mailing address, which is kept confidential. I will write back to you, as I will always confirm receipt, though, and pray for you through email. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.